Company, in cooperation with Good Housekeeping Magazine, presents the transcribed College Quiz Bowl. And a Merry Christmas to you, too. Tonight, Wesleyan University is out to challenge the varsity scholars from the University of Minnesota, the school that returns to the College Quiz Bowl for the seventh straight week. And now, here in Radio City, New York, is your master of the quiz, Santa Claus himself, Alan Ludden.
Well, it's a happy Christmas night for everybody, and we're very glad that you're with us for another intercollegiate battle of the brains. Now, let's meet the teams in this battle of the brains. First, we're going to travel way out to the land of 10,000 lakes, where Bob Boyle of station KSTP, Minneapolis, St. Paul, is on hand again to serve as referee for the Minnesota team. Are you with us, Bob?
Yes, Alan, and so is the Minnesota team. With a tie and five wins marked up in our favor this year, we're fast approaching the record-breaking season of last year's Minnesota team. Here are the intellectual lettermen and ladies to say hello.
Colleen Helgeson-Nelson, Brooklyn Center, Minnesota.
Eleanor Vail, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Joe Sheftman, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Chuck Mulkey, Hopkins, Minnesota.
All right, there you've met the varsity scholars from the University of Minnesota. Now let's come back all the way east to the East Coast and up to Middletown, Connecticut to meet the members of the challenging Wesleyan University team. Bob Bacon of station WTIC Hartford is on hand to act as referee for the Wesleyan team. Are you there, Bob?
I certainly am, Alan. And these four young men up here at Wesleyan look like winners tonight, and here they are to say hello.
Dave Cox, Swarthmore, Pennsylvania.
Bill Sieverling, Seattle, Washington. Wink Daltuka, Morristown, New Jersey.
Barry Pennell, Wynwood, Pennsylvania.
All right, there you have both teams. Now, before Roger Tuttle explains our rules, may I point out that we recognize the fact that here in the College Quiz Bowl, we're putting the emphasis on a quick recall of specific facts. But we're also trying to give you, our audience, an opportunity to meet a few of the many remarkable, well-rounded personalities that are found today on every American campus. Okay, now, Roger, how about those rules?
Right, Alan, and here they are. Alan Ludden asks a toss-up question worth 10 points, and the first team to signal it knows the answer gets a chance to answer it. When Wesleyan University signals, you'll hear... And when the University of Minnesota signals, you'll hear... By means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. Now, if a team gives a wrong answer to the toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer it. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. The team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and returns next week to defend its title in the College Quiz Bowl.
Thank you, Roger. Now, remember, teams, you may interrupt a toss-up question before I've finished asking it, but if you do and if your answer is wrong, your team's going to be penalized 5 points, and I'll repeat the question, giving the other teams a free crack at it. Okay, those are the rules. That's the opening whistle, so let's go. Your first bonus question tonight is worth 30 points, and here's your toss-up. Another name for the state emblem of Oklahoma is Biscum Album. For 10 points, according to tradition, what do you do under it? Minnesota.
Joe Sheckman.
You kiss.
Right, you kiss. What is... Joe Sheckman, what is Biscum Album? What is a Biscum Album?
The mistletoe.
That's right, the state emblem of Oklahoma, and you got a 30-point bonus by knowing that very obscure point, Minnesota. Here is your bonus question. Now, if I said Santa... Your automatic response would probably be Claus. But curb your impulse now, because here's a 30-point bonus on a trio of un-Christmassy Santas. 10 points for each correct answer. What Santa was a Mexican general and a president?
Santa Ana.
Sometimes. Yeah, all right. That's it. The one, the famous general who massacred the defenders of the Alamo. All right. What Santa was a very famous trail?
Santa Fe.
Santa Fe Trail, all right. In what Santa are the homes and gardens of Luther Burbank located?
Santa...
Is it Barbara?
Anita? Santa Anita?
No, Santa Rosa. You got two-thirds of that, all right. Coming up is a 30-point bonus. Here is your toss-up for 10 points. Who recently said, quote, "I think too often politicians look into a looking glass instead of through a window"? Minnesota.
Colleen Nelson.
Eisenhower.
Right. What was he commenting? Colleen, do you remember?
I'm sorry, I can't remember.
But it was he who said it, that's the answer. He was commenting on the new Democratic National Committee chairman's recent attacks on him. And here is your 30-point bonus, Minnesota. For 10 points apiece, you are to identify now the authors of the following poetic passages that describe wintry scenes. First, the splendor falls on Castle
Tennyson. Wall. Tennyson, bugle song.
I know, but I was going to read more.
Yeah, let's hear you one.
Read the next one out.
Oh, all right, let me have a chat. But that was Lord Tennyson and the bugle song. All right, quote, announced by all the trumpets of the sky arrives the snow, and driving o'er the fields seems nowhere to alight.
Emerson.
All right, that's right. Ralph Waldo Emerson. In what, Joe? The snowstorm.
Happy nature.
All right, here we go. One more. Blow, blow, thou winter wind, thou art not so unkind as man's ingratitude.
Shakespeare.
That's right. Shakespeare, do you remember what it is?
Yes, I think it's an As You Like It.
That's right, Songs of Greenwood. All right, now before we get along to another toss-up question, let's find out what the stakes are in this game. Roger Tuttle.
Each week, Good Housekeeping Magazine will award to the school of the winning team a $500 gift to be administered by the college. Now, it may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And to each member of the losing team, they will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnower wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnower family of fine watches, since 1866, maker of watches of the highest character. Well, those are the stakes, Alan. Now, with 20 and a half minutes to go, the score, Minnesota 70, Wesleyan nothing. Let's go back to another toss-up question.
All right, a musical bonus is in the offing. Here's your toss-up. It's a question on biblical direction. Now, as an advance warning, may I tell you that you answered this question with either north, east, south, or west. Okay, here goes. For 10 points. When Mary, Joseph, and Jesus traveled from Bethlehem to Nazareth, in what direction did they go?
North.
Wesleyan.
Dave Cox.
North.
North, right. For 10 points, Wesleyan. Wesleyan, you got a 30-point musical bonus. Now, of all the great music for this Christmas season, perhaps the greatest is Handel's Messiah. The following selections are all from this oratorio, and all you have to do is recognize the selections. 10 points each time you do. What is the title of this one? Handel's Messiah. That is the Pastoral Symphony. The Pastoral Symphony. All right. You'll get 10 points if you can name this selection from the same oratorio. All right. Did I hear it?
Dave Cox, sir.
I guess he shall lead his flocks.
He shall feed his flock. He shall feed his flock. All right, I'll accept it. All right, 10 points. All right, what is the title of this one? I want to hear you. From Handel's Messiah. All right.
Another.
Time? Can I hear you?
Yes, Dave Cox again.
Another guess, and I think that's part of the Hallelujah Chorus.
No, it's For Unto Us a Child is Born. All right, here we go now. May I tell you that coming up next is a 50-point bonus, so hold on to your hats. A 50-point bonus is in the offing. Here's your toss-up. The United States is to get its first live kiwi as a present from New Zealand. For 10 points, tell us, is the air, the sea, or the ground the most... Wesleyan.
Joe Dave Cox.
What was the answer?
Dave Cox.
The kiwi is a wingless bird. Therefore, it would live on the ground.
That's the answer I was looking for. I was saying, 10.7, the air, the sea, or the ground, the most natural habitat for a kiwi. Ground, as a kiwi is a flightless bird. All right? You've got a chance at a 50-point bonus, Wesleyan. It's a bonus question on historical events that have taken place during the month of December. 10 points for each correct answer. What cargo was destroyed on December 16th, 1773. What was the cargo?
Tea.
Right, for 10 points. What do we call the meetings that commenced on December 13th, 1545, in the Austrian Tyrol and continued intermittently until 1563?
Council of Trent.
What did I hear?
Council of Trent.
Right, for 10 points. Got Council of Trent. All right, what natural obstacle did a famous general overcome on December 25th, 26th, 1776?
The Delaware River, wasn't it?
The Delaware River. What foreign battleship? What foreign battleship was blown up by its own crew on December 17th, 1939? What did I hear?
I think it's right. Grass Bay?
Grass Bay? That's right, for 10 points. All right, let me hear you, Weston. I can't hear those answers. All right. What foreign state changed its name on December 29th, 1937?
Foreign state, let's see now. Germany.
Time is called. Air, or Ireland, changed its name from the Irish Free State to the state of Air. All right, score in time, Roger.
16.5 minutes to go, Alan. Minnesota has 70 points. Wesleyan also has 70 points.
All right, I have a 25-point bonus in the offing. A 25-point bonus in the offing. For 10 points, here's your toss-up. Dulles, of what country is St. Nicholas the patron saint? Wesleyan.
Wink Del Duca.
Take it.
Holland?
Can you take it, Minnesota?
Yes. Eleanor Vale.
Holland.
No, I'm sorry, you're both wrong. Russia. All right. 25-point bonus is in the offing. Here's your toss-up. In what art form could the two basic methods of execution be described as building up and taking away? Wesleyan.
Dave Cox seems to have an idea.
Quickly. No. Can you take it, Minnesota?
Eleanor Vale.
Would that be music, crescendo,
no, I'm sorry. That is sculpturing. All right. Coming up still is a 25-point bonus. Here's your toss-up. I must caution you. On a toss-up question, I must have a quick answer. A quick answer, I move. All right? In the 13th century, St. Francis established the Precipium as a Christmas tradition. For 10 points. Minnesota.
Eleanor Vale.
That's the creche, Alan.
That's the answer I'm seeking. What is a creche? It's a creche. All right, Minnesota. You got a 25-point bonus here. You know, there are not many words in the English language that start with the letter Q, but I'm going to give you the definitions of five such words, and for a five points apiece, I want you to give me the words. First of all, a charlatan.
Quack.
Quack. Here, quack, all right. A bivalve mollusk.
With a Q?
A quail? No.
A quahog. To drink deeply.
Quahog.
Quah.
All right. A discus.
A discus?
Quoit. A quoit. To equivocate.
Quibble.
Quibble.
Quibble, right, for 5 points. All right. Score in time, Roger.
Right now, Alan, we have 14.5 minutes to go. Minnesota has 95, Wesleyan has 70.
And I have a 45-point bonus in the offing. It's the recitation bonus. Here we go. Abdul Abulbul Amir and Ivan Skavinsky Skavar fought a great battle. For 10 points, what was the outcome of that fight? Was it a win for Abdul, a loss, or a draw? Minnesota.
Joe Sheckman.
They were both killed. It was a draw.
It was a draw, right, for 10 points, Minnesota. All right, get your verse choir ready. It's your recitation question. I'm going to give you 15 points if you can quote the first 6 lines of the Clement Moore poem beginning 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. You'll get 30 points if you can quote the first 12, and 45 points if you can quote the first 18 lines. Go to it, but it must be verbatim.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The children were nestled all snug in their beds. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were all nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads.
15
and
points.
Ma in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash. Tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh with 8 tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick that I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick.
All right, 45 points. No. According to Mike's record here, you made only two mistakes, and they were slight ones which could be inversions. When and were variations, but I'll give Minnesota the full 45 points for that fine recitation.
Well, Santa Claus, time to hold up the presents because that's the halftime whistle, which calls for 1 minute timeout.
Thank you, Roger. Now we're going to talk to the teams, but first, may I remind you that each month, Good Housekeeping Magazine runs a page of College Quiz Bowl questions. For a chance to match wits with our collegiate champions, see the January issue of Good Housekeeping Magazine. It's on the newsstand right now. Good Housekeeping, you know, also awards the $500 weekly cash prize that goes to the college of the winning team here in our College Quiz Bowl. Now, let's talk for 1 minute to our teams. First, I want to meet the members of the challenging team. I want to go to Middletown, Connecticut to meet these four fine young men from Wesleyan. Dave Cox, how are you classified, sir?
I'm a junior, sir.
What are you going to do when you graduate?
I am going to take an advanced degree in biochemistry.
Where?
I don't know yet.
Wink Del Duca, are you a senior?
That's right, sir.
What are your plans upon graduation?
I hope to go to medical school next year.
Where?
That's a good question right now.
Good. Bill Siverling, what are you, a junior?
I'm a junior, yes.
Did I say your name right?
Siverling.
Siverling. What are your plans upon graduation?
I'd like to take some postgraduate work in history. I'm not sure just where yet.
All right. Bill Pennell, junior. You're a senior, right? Barry, yeah, Barry, yeah, Barry.
Right,
I beg your pardon.
Right.
Barry Pennell, junior. What are your plans?
Well, I probably go into the U.S. Army next year.
Well, have a good time in the Army. It's a
Thank
fine
you very
place
much.
To go. Okay, now let's go out and meet this fabulous dean from the University of Minnesota. What are your plans tonight, Chuck Mulkey?
Well,
it's a
Alan,
secret, I understand.
Yes, it is, kind of, because we want to keep it from you and the other people who make this program possible.
Yeah.
Because during the last 7 weeks, the four of us and our two alternates and Dr. Wolf, our coach, have always wondered how we could express our appreciation to you for the wonderful services that you've done for us. So tonight, the seven of us, one for each week, want to say to you, although only four of us are by the microphones, a very, very
Merry Christmas. Christmas.
Well, that's wonderful. And I think it was very well said, Chuck. You're excellent, you know, and I want you to know that I'm speaking for all of my friends across the country when I say that you have made many friends across the country with your brilliant academic accomplishments, which means we've got to get now back to the quiz, right?
Right.
Is the time period up? That's it.
Yes, it is, Alan. The minute's time is up. And right now, back to the quiz, and Minnesota has 150 points. Wesleyan has 70. We have 10 minutes to go in the quiz bowl, and back to another toss-up.
I have a 40-point musical bonus in the offing. A 40-point musical bonus in the offing. Now, here's your toss-up. In classical mythology, a lemia is a man-devouring monster with a woman's head. For 10 points, what kind of a body does the lemia have? Minnesota.
Eleanor Vale.
Oh, that's a snake, Alan.
A serpent's body. I'll accept it for 10 points, Minnesota. And now, Minnesota, I want to find out how much musical curiosity you have. As you know, Bill Haley and his Comets are the sensation of the nation right now. Their recording of Shake, Rattle, and Roll is a big favorite in jukeboxes all over the country. Now, you have a chance to earn 40 points simply by telling us what the seven men in Bill Haley's Comets play. 5 points for each correct instrument, and 40 if you correctly identify the full instrumentation. Listen carefully. It's Shake, Rattle, and Roll.
It would be a trumpet.
A what?
Well, a trumpet.
A trumpet, a tenor sax, an alto sax.
Probably 5 points so far.
Piano, clarinet.
A bass.
Drum,
snare, and bass.
A fiddle, bass
viol. We've already got that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm sorry. You have only 20 points, my friends. The instrumentation of this fine musical organization is following. Tenor sax, piano, bass, drums, and 3 guitars. Okay, what's the score on time, Roger?
Right now, 8.5 minutes to go. Minnesota, as soon as I can look over the scorekeeper's shoulder there, Wesleyan has 70, Minnesota has 180.
He's a little ridery around there. Okay, here we go with a 25-point bonus in the offing. 25-point bonus in the offing, here's your toss-up. Name the distinguished man who seems to subscribe to the spare the rod and spoil the child adage, according to Minnesota.
Colleen Nelson.
That would be Viscount Montgomery.
That's right. What did he say, Colleen?
Well, I can't remember exactly, but he was talking to the head of an English school, as I recall.
He said a good beating with a cane can have a remarkable sense of awakening in the mind of a country. And you sensed what I was after there. You got a 25-point bonus, and it's our mathematical bonus, so get your pencils and papers, Minnesota. Take the number of men that Jesus fed with five loaves and two fishes, according to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Was it 5,000?
5,000.
Multiply by the number of wise men who presented gifts to the babe in the manger, and subtract the number of the digit of Jack Horner's hand that he inserted in the Christmas pie.
The thumb.
Five, 25 points. Give me your numerical answer.
14,999.
Right, for 25 points. That's 3 points. Okay, a 30-point bonus is in the offing. Here is your toss-up. For 10 points, tell us, in what two books of the New Testament is the story of the Nativity told? Minnesota. Minnesota.
Luke and Matthew.
Luke and Matthew. Right for 10 points. Now, you'll have 30 points, Minnesota, if you can give me the religious explanation for the fact that no Christmas carols of consequence were written in America during the 17th and 18th centuries, and in fact, few of the lovely English and German carols were published here.
Well,
during
the Puritans didn't celebrate Christmas. They didn't believe in celebrating what they thought was a rather
holy day. They didn't allow any music in their religious services.
That's right. During the Puritan Reformation, all such songs were banned. Even Christmas Day and its festivities were officially abolished during the 17th century. It was referred to, as you said, as the profane man's ranting day, the multitude's idle day, Satan's working day, the true Christian's fasting day. All right, by knowing that very interesting point, Minnesota, you earned 30 points. And what's that score in time, Roger?
We have 5.5 minutes to go, Alan. Minnesota has 255, Wesleyan has 70 points.
And we have a musical bonus coming up, a 30-point musical bonus. On your toes, everybody. Now, 10 points if you can quote the most familiar phrase from the speech which commences, "At long last, I am able to say a few words of my own. I have never wanted to withhold anything, but until now, it has not been constant." Wesleyan!
Dave Cox.
That's the Duke of Windsor's "Woman I Love" speech.
"The woman I love" is the phrase I was looking for. All right, right for 10 points, Wesleyan. And here is a 30-point musical bonus. I'm going to play three excerpts from recordings in which well-known piano entertainers combine their piano playing with another talent, and all you've got to do is name the artist. This ought to be pretty easy. What's this one? Who is this artist?
I'll be seeing you in Rudy familiar place.
Oh, Wesley.
Rudy Valley?
This you're going to hate yourself. Liberace. Who is this?
Is that Victor Borge?
That's Victor Borge, right for 10 points. Okay, tell me, who is this?
King Cole.
That's right, Nat King Cole, that last one. All right, score in time, Roger.
We have 4 minutes to go. Minnesota has 255. Wesleyan has 100 points even now.
And a 30-point bonus is in the offing. For 10 points, here's your toss-up. Tell us, what king, accompanied by his page, Wesleyan?
King Wenceslas.
Well, that's right. That's what I was going to ask. I'll finish the question. What king, accompanied by his page, braved a bitter winter's night to provide flesh, wine, and pine logs for a poor peasant? Okay, good King Wenceslas. Here's your bonus, Wesleyan. Bonus question on names in the news. We'll give you three names. For 10 points apiece, tell us a news story identified with each name. First, Ikiro Hatoyama.
He's the new premier of Japan, replacing Shigeru Yoshida.
Right, I'll accept it. He's the leader of Japan's new Democratic Party, which is challenging Yoshida's leadership. All right, Paul Butler.
He's the new head of the Democratic Party.
The Democratic National Committee. All right, chairman of the National Committee. All right, Judge LaBaye.
He just made a decision on the DuPont case.
That's right, for 10 points. Score in time, Roger.
3 minutes to go. Minnesota has 255, Wesleyan 140.
And I have a 40-point bonus in the offing for 10 points. Tell us, who was the 17th century Englishman referred to as the Prince of Gossips? Minnesota.
Joe Schechtman.
And was that John Aubrey?
Can you take it, Wesleyan?
Dave Cox.
Boswell.
No, Samuel Pepys. All right, here we go with another toss-up. For 10 points, tell us, to what country do the Christmas Islands belong? Wesleyan.
Wink.
England.
England, right, for 10 points. Okay, here is a 40-point bonus, Wesley. And certain characters in fiction, though extremely short in height, are long in cunning. For 10 points each, see if you can identify. First, the German dwarf who spun straw into gold for a miller's daughter.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Right, for 10 points. Rumpelstiltskin. All right. The inch-high little man who took a ride in a horse's ear.
Sounds like Tom Thumb.
Tom Thumb is right. Let me hear you, Wesley. Let me hear you, Wesley. All right. The one-eyed murderer of Siegfried.
Hagen.
Hagen, right. You'll get it all if you tell me Dickens' hideous dwarf in the old curiosity shop. The old curiosity shop. Time is called. Wilf. Wilf. All right. I've got a 20-point bonus in the offing, and here is the relationship toss-up. Fricka, the goddess of home and domesticity, is to Votan, the god of war, as the economist Harriet Taylor, was to whom? Minnesota.
Joe Sheckman.
John Stuart Mill.
Right. John Stuart Mill. The relationship. And Minnesota, you got a 20-point bonus here. Minnesota, if you visited Knob Hill, Beacon Hill, and Rittenhouse Square, what three U.S. cities would you visit?
San Francisco,
Boston.
Wait, hold it. I want to say one thing. I must accept only three towns.
San Francisco, Boston, Philadelphia.
Right, for 20 points. Here's a toss-up of 25-point bonuses in the offing. At the time of the American Revolution, the American colonial government sent Benjamin Franklin to Paris to try to enlist the support of France. For 10 points, tell us. Who was at that time the king of France? Minnesota.
Joe Sheckman.
Louis the 16th.
Right, for 10 points. Minnesota, you got a 25-point bonus here. For 25 points, name the king that promulgated the Edict of Nantes.
Henry of Navarre. Henry IV of France.
Henry of Navarre. Right, for 25 points. Here's a 20-point bonus in the offing, and here's your toss-up. For 10 points, tell us. According to Somerset Maugham, who did the servant of the merchant of Baghdad have an appointment with in Samarra? Minnesota.
Joe Sheckman.
I'd like to answer that, but I can't. The time is up, and the game is over for this week. The final score in tonight's College Quiz Bowl is 180 points for Wesleyan and 320 points for the winner, the University of Minnesota. To each member of the Wesleyan team, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnor family of fine watches, since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. For fielding the winning team tonight, the University of Minnesota will receive a $500 gift from Good Housekeeping Magazine to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Minnesota will return next week to compete in the new All-American Quiz Game with the varsity scholars of the University of Colorado at Boulder, Colorado. In the meantime, to try your hand at more of these questions, read the Quiz Bowl page in the January issue of Good Housekeeping Magazine. It's on the newsstands now. Here once again, your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Okay, I want to congratulate the remarkable team from the University of Minnesota. You were simply magnificent tonight. And to the four gentlemen from Western University, David Cox, Wink Del Duca, Bill Siverling, and Barry Pennell, you were great. You gave Minnesota a real run for their money tonight, and I think everybody should be very proud of you. Next week, Minnesota meets the University of Colorado. And the following weeks, we're going to have varsity scholars from Tulane University, Newcomb College, Brown University, Pembroke, and the University of Illinois, and many other outstanding colleges and universities throughout the United States. So won't you be with us next week and every week for an exciting quiz game here in the College Quiz Bowl. Now, this is Alan Ludden saying Merry Christmas, everybody.
Your referees tonight were for Wesleyan University, Bob Bacon, WTIC in Hartford, Connecticut, and for the University of Minnesota, Bob Boyle, station KSTP, Minneapolis, St. Paul. College Quiz Bowl is a transcribed NBC Radio Network presentation originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, written by Nancy Fogg, and directed by Ken McGregor. This is Roger Tuttle speaking.